Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. I see it.
Yeah, it's a nice candle, isn't it?
It is. Is it fragrant or is it just?
Yes, it is a bit fragrant, not very strongly.
Yeah. What do candles do for you? How do they make you feel? Why do you light them?
Oh, I like them. There's a warmth and it makes the place feel more cozy, I guess.
Yeah. I like candles because of the flame. I get hypnotized by the flame. It's hypnotic, and it also is transcending.
Yes.
You know, you notice when like someone is passing or when they get married or when they're having an intimate dinner, they always like to burn candles because it sets an ambiance.
Yeah, well, they say also the souls like the candles. The souls, when they leave, they like candles and flowers.
Oh, okay. Mm. And incense. Do you like fragrances? I love to burn essential oils. I do too. Especially in Greece, you know, because you are originally from Greece. Brains, welcome into the room. We are now here on the edge. We've changed the postcard to green. Green is a very powerful color.
Yes.
And so we have Susanna Terry with us. She is living in the UK, but she's originally from Greece, and her field of expertise is holistic and homeopathic medicine. I want to talk to her about that, what that looks like in today's environment, because I've noticed a lot of my guests that have been in Western traditionalized medicine have moved over into integrated medicine and holistic health because they see a different side. They use different modalities, there's different energy fields, and from what they tell me is that the patient seems to be more involved, more engaged in their recovery, in their process, because they're using something that's more natural instead of cutting it out or popping a pill, you know, the quick fix, they're in it for the long haul. So we're going to talk to Susanna about that and more. Let's welcome her to the edge. How are you, Susanna Terry?
I know, it's lovely to be here with you, April.
I'm happy to have you because you know what? I'm at that point. I just turned 60. I'm a woman of a particular age, and I really want to explore other options for the second half of my life. The first half, I ran rapid. You know, you smoke, you drink, you party. You don't have to exercise as much because your metabolism is different.
Yes,
but once
yes.
you get to a certain juncture in your life, things start to slow down. And you start to pack on the pounds and the disease or dis-ease starts to come in. Tell us a little bit about your experience and then we'll go into some of the other subject matters.
Okay, my experience as a practitioner, is that what you mean, as a holistic health practitioner? So I trained as a homeopath back in the 1990s. And what I found is that people responded to the natural remedies much better. And also, all the remedies I use do not have side effects, contrary to all conventional medicine that actually produces side effects. The reason is holistic, it's because when a client comes in a room, or if you would, for instance, come into my room, I would ask you a lot of questions, which would involve not just your health, but your temperament as a person, your likes and dislikes, mental, emotional, how you feel about things. So I will make a little picture of your mental, emotional, and physical problems, and I will match this symptom to one of the 2,000 plus remedies we have in homeopathy.
Wow.
And each remedy is just a stimulus to the immune system. So quite often we give one pill or some drops in a glass of water, and then we see how the immune system of the person responds. the first thing I ask them is whether they feel better in themselves. That's the most important aspect.
There's so much to take into consideration because disease is running rampant. And people that are well are not big business when it comes to big pharma. They do not heal the ailments. Now, a lot of people tell me too that chronic disease is something much deeper, maybe past trauma, emotional trauma,
yes,
self-loathing, those things. Do you find that also, that you're able to help those symptoms and signs?
Yes. Well, in particular with homeopathy, which I use quite often, we have to go back to the medical history of the parents and grandparents. And before we even do that, we have to ask a lot about the childhood. How was the childhood? Because a lot of this trauma happens during childhood. And again, as I said, with a homeopathic remedy, I'm mirroring where the person is. That's all I do. The remedy is just there to show the person, here where you are, and you can take over and empower yourself to get healthy. And a lot of these diseases have to do with mental and emotional problems combined with toxicity, because there's a lot of toxicity at
a
the moment.
A lot of toxicity.
On our planet, wrong food.
Oh, the food I think is killing us.
Yes.
I think, if you try to be a pescatarian, which I love fish, I can eat fish every day, but the water is contaminated.
Yes, yes,
and,
exactly.
And people do not cleanse themselves, Susanna.
Yeah.
I think, a colonic once a year is minuscule. Maybe people do colonics when they have their colonoscopy. But now I need to do a lymphatic cleanse, because I notice that I have a lot of inflammation and toxicity. People don't do that. Do you recommend that people do, cleanses?
Well, you see, if they come and ask me about diets, I may suggest a diet which will be clean enough and will cleanse the body from inside. So they do not need to do things like colonics or,
Oh, really?
Other kind of stuff. No, because if you have a certain diet, and also I recommend certain kinds of supplements, which again, I'm sure they have not toxic residues in. So by doing all this internal protection and lack of toxicity, and also homeopathic remedy, the body is in the best condition, and then you don't get ill. Yes, I do see people who are already ill, but they get much better. For instance, I can tell you stories about women that are at the change point that have hot flashes.
Talk to them, please.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, with my homeopathic remedies, I've treated lots of women. They come and they sweat, and I give them a remedy. I had other women that had thyroid problems. I don't know about whether you know anybody with thyroid problems.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? That can be detrimental.
Oh.
They don't realize what that is. They really don't.
Yeah. Because, with our thyroid, we monitor everything. And it's quite often, again, linked to emotional stuff. But I have noticed I had some women that came to see me who were hyper, and they had an operation, they became hypo. Some that have their thyroids burned out or whatever. Anyway, I treated some and they did very well. They went back to the doctor and they said, I'm now very well. I don't have thyroid problems. I had all the tests, they're all clean. And some of these doctors, you know what they say to them? No, you can't be cured. Conventionally, this is not curable. Go back to your drugs. But why should I go back to my drug? I'm fine. So there are things like that that happen, which I've seen in my practice. That's why I'm telling you. There are the doctors who are more open to homeopathy. And it's lovely to see and communicate with them, because they say whatever is best for the client or the patient, that's what you should do.
But Susanna, as I said in the introduction, brains, you have to do the work. This is a lifestyle change.
Yes.
This is, again, integrative medicine. You have to look at your food. You have to look at your exercise. You have to consider the supplements. You still need to get your blood work so that you can see what's going on internally. I totally get that. But if you're looking for the quick fix, this may not be the direction that you want to go. A lot of times people want to dibble and dabble in both. What's your feelings about that?
Well, it depends. Sometimes acupuncture goes well with homeopathy, although with acupuncture, you have to keep going. Whereas with homeopathy, after a certain time, people, you know, don't need to continue their treatment because they're fine. It depends what it is.
Right, right.
It depends what they combine. Of course, I'm not going to be able to treat somebody with homeopathy if they're taking antibiotics. Because antibiotics, the word says anti against life. Antibiotics are fine when they're needed. So what I do, I let them finish, for instance, the course in antibiotics. I leave a week or so without anything, and then I prescribe my homeopathic remedy. So I don't stop people from going to a conventional practitioner.
Okay, and that's good. And that's good, Brain. So again, we want you to be able to explore other options, but take it.
For instance, I had another lady. I don't know whether you're interested that I tell you the story.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So she had pneumonia and she went to her doctor. And you know, we have the NHS here in the UK, which is free at the point of delivery. So she went, she had the whole course of antibiotics finished. She was still struggling. So she came to me, I gave her one remedy, the whole thing cleared out.
Wow. See?
And that's, you know, the difference is because with homeopathic remedies, quite often, we can treat people who are suffering from viruses. And of course, we don't say we treat diseases. We say we help people, we support people to get healthier.
Okay.
Which is different.
Let's dial back and go through some definitions before I ask my next question. What is homeopathic?
Homeopathic is, it comes from the Greek word, homeos means similar, pathos means suffering, similar suffering. And it was back 200 plus years ago that a German doctor found, he was translating the book, and he found that the cinchona bark of a tree, the tree bark, he took it by mistake, and he started becoming delirious. And he had fever, and he was in a terrible state. And then he didn't take any more, and the symptoms went. And he said, what if I were to give this, a preparation of this bark of the tree to somebody who has this disease, the ones they get in the tropics.
Malaria?
Malaria, that's it, malaria. And he found out that because it was so similar, and he gave the remedy made from that bark of the tree to a person with malaria, the disease would go. It's like two negative poles, they repel each other. Because they're similar. It's a similar thing.
Okay.
Yes, and we have lots of homeopathic remedies. And then the next bit he did, he decided to get rid of side effects. In order to do that, he took a little bit of the juice and he put it in 99 alcohol. Then he shook it. Then he took another drop, put it again in alcohol, and he shook it. And the more he was shaking it, the more diluted it became, and the less side effects happened. So after a certain amount, there are no side effects. There's, after a 12C succussion, there's hardly any physical left. So it's just the energy of the substance, whether this is a plant or an animal or whatever.
We were having a conversation about this 3 or 4 shows previous to yours is that about energy and matter.
Yes.
It is consistent. You cannot destroy it. You cannot change it.
No, absolutely
so
not.
People understand that. Now, let's talk about holistic. Define that for us.
Holistic. If I put the word W in front of holistic, it just explains what it is. It's the whole person.
Okay.
It's the you take into account the mental, emotional, and physical as one big picture. The reductionist approach is the opposite. You have to go to a different doctor to check your lungs or to check your liver. And that's a reductionist approach, which means each doctor concentrates on one bit of the body, but they often miss the whole. Because I'll tell you another example. I had a little girl who was the daughter of a client of mine. She was having tummy upset, tummy aches. Tummy aches. So about five doctors, nothing. They gave her different things, nothing happened. And her father brought her to me for treatment. So I had a chat with this little girl and I said, and how are things at school? Well, things at school were not good. She was very upset with a friend. So I gave her a remedy who addressed this emotional grief, this upset. All the aches and pains disappeared within a week.
Wow.
So yes, the emotional, which they miss the doctors. And the other thing which they do, which I heard recently, is that they give antidepressants to very young children, which is very bad. They were told not to do it and they continue doing it. And I had another shock recently. Again, the father, I was treating the father and he said to me, my little girl has diarrhea. We went to the doctor. He couldn't stop it. The child was getting worse and worse. So I said, can you bring your daughter here? I want to talk to her. So he brought the daughter, and I had a chat with a little girl, age 10. And she said, and the other pill I'm taking is this beta blocker. I said, beta blocker? Oh, yes, he said, the father. She's been taking it for 3 years. Why? For headaches. Beta blocker for headache. He said, and the father said, who is a bit simple, I can't take a beta blocker myself. I said, if you can't take a beta blocker yourself, how do you expect your daughter, age 7, to be able to deal with that? So I suggested they go every other day because they didn't want to stop it because of the GP and all that. And I gave her one remedy and the diarrhea within a week had stopped. And it was very bad.
Wow. Wow.
Lots
I
of
love
stories.
Your approach is similar to the approach that I had when I visited Beijing, China. It's a long story and I won't go into all of it. But I got an opportunity to see a doctor there. I didn't plan to see the doctor. But as you explain, the conversation, just a mere conversation that you are having with these clients, their parents, and the children, you are able to uncover what is going on. Yeah. This doctor examined me, my liver, my kidney, and my spleen right here at my wrist.
Yeah.
He looked at my tongue. He looked at the ridges on the tongue, the color of the tongue. And you would have thought I had a complete exam, including probably a CAT scan from head to toe, because there are basic things that line up. So I really love that approach. You also do something called spinal touch. We want to talk about that.
Well, I do light touch therapies. I tell you what, I think I was always in the right place at the right time, because while I was studying homeopathy in the college, I found that a few people were doing this spinal touch. And then one day we received a letter, because both me and my husband were training in homeopathy at the same time. And it said that there was a lady, an osteopath nearby, and she was teaching this treatment, the spinal touch. So we went there and I said to Andrew, I want to learn this because I go with my intuition about things. And we went there and I liked the fact that I could place my patient on a footboard in front of a gravity line, a plumb line, and the gravity line would move to the right or to the left if the body was out of alignment. Then I would give the treatment, which is a very gentle treatment that you give on the body when they lie face down on the couch, on various areas of the body, spine, head, neck, abdomen. And then you would check again at the plumb line and see the difference. You can see the realignment because it realigns the center of gravity of the body, which is between the fifth lumbar and the sacrum. So it's at the bottom of the spine. And I find that people come and see me and they've tried acupuncture, chiropractic, osteopathy, and I put them there and they're still twisted at the hip. And that's why so many people are suffering from back pain. And I've been teaching this treatment for 25 years now, and I have a lot of my students. I have more than 200 students, and some of them are doing very well. They have thriving practices because, again, it's something which is more unique. And the other one is about stress release, which is releasing pain instantly with positioning the different parts of the body in a particular manner so that it relaxes, it really gets rid of stress and of pain. And then, of course, when you do these light touch treatments, which are all very gentle, the immune system works better. Quite often, I see people 3-4 times. I had a lady who had 4 slipped discs. She was a horseback rider here in the countryside in southwest England. And she said, "Susanna, can you please help me?" I saw her 4 times and she was fine.
Well, it seems like people are very receptive to this type of healing, modality, yes, work, lifestyle, incorporating. You look very youthful and your skin is just absolutely glowing. Give us 2 or 3 tips that we can just kind of incorporate in our daily lives to start getting us into a routine of being healthier and getting better. Because again, we are a toxic cesspool. I was looking at my hair, how it's changed. I just pulled out a strand of my hair and I thought about how tight it was and how curly it was and how strong it was 20 years ago. And now it's just frail. You look at your skin, people's, the coloring of their skin is deteriorating. They go to all of these cosmetic surgeons, and I'm not knocking them if you need that, but yeah, for injections and these ointments and these creams, what are a few things that we can just do to try to get ourselves together, Suzanne?
Well, I don't want to advertise anything at this point, but find a company that has removed 3,000 toxic ingredients as the ones I recommend myself.
Well, I have no problem with you recommending. People have an option or a choice. We just have a disclaimer.
Yeah, I think
don't endorse it, but
I think the best would be if they contact me because it's so easy to contact me from my website.
Perfect. Perfect.
If they go to Light Touch, my website is https://2.2/ Light Touch, but with one T.
Okay.
So as the Light Touch, but with one T, .com.uk, which is .co.uk. And if they go contact us, people can book even an appointment with me and have a chat.
That's
free.
Right. That's perfect. And then you can go through your individual questions and qualms and quandaries, and then you can kind of tick off the boxes and work with them.
Yes, exactly. I can tell them how I can help them. If they do want homeopathy, I can do it on Zoom. They don't have to be in this country. Or if they are already practitioners, I can tell them how they can do my online courses in light touch therapies and get a certificate and diploma.
Oh, wow.
And do practice where they are all over the world.
That's amazing. And just think of other modalities that people incorporate. They do hypnotherapy. They do Reiki.
Yeah.
They do emotional freedom technique. So you, neuro-linguistic programming, all of these other things are in conjunction and a complement.
Yes.
What you're doing, because you're doing mind, body, and spirit. Susanna.
Exactly. And the light touch therapies work both on structure, but energy. You see, when I work on the spine, I also work on the chakras. And the interesting things, I'm very sensitive to energy. I can feel energy directly. I used to, before I knew anything about, energy work or anything, there was an electrician that came to my house when I was in Greece, and I could put my finger at the plug and tell him, this has electricity, this doesn't. So what happens when you treat somebody on the spine, I can feel when the different chakras are depleted of energy. So, and you see, you hold there and this slowly get filled up. It's, like when you go and you fill up your car with petrol and you still need to put more in. It's a similar thing with energy.
Wow. Well, that is really a gift. That is
Yeah.
really a gift. But what do you do to cleanse yourself? What do you do to keep yourself in peak condition? Because it's draining when you do a lot of work like this and you're taking on people's
Well,
energy.
I clean my aura.
I
I
do
clean
too.
my aura.
I do too.
I do. You do too.
I do
And
too.
I teach people how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I may do a Energize Your Health challenge on Facebook soon, maybe in the new year, and I can teach people for free different things to support their health.
Well, definitely let us know when that is so that I can post that and repost it and repost it, because
Thank you.
we want to live the best life possible in this current meat suit that
Yes,
we live in.
exactly.
We are going to transition into something else. Who knows what that is? Who knows where that is? But again, as we said, energy and matter never die. They only transform. Thank
Yes,
you so much, Susanna Terry. We have
you're
all of your
welcome.
information. I am going to put that at the end of the video so my brains can get it. We'll also put it in the show notes. And, like I said, we really want to hear more information about what you're doing. And Brains, please contact her if you are interested in getting information on some of the supplements that she recommends. So please go like, love, share, and subscribe. Like, love, share, and subscribe to me and Susanna Terry so you can get all the upcoming information and so that you can live the best life possible. Thank you so much, Susanna.
Thank you, April. That was lovely.
You're
Thank
the
you.
best.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Brains.
Bye.